pulled on his lines to hold him. One of the lines broke. And, of course, then he was just pulling on one. And so she just crossed the ditch, and it was a branch right close to the road. And it was wire grass all between the road and the branch.
Uh-huh.
She crossed that ditch and went. And he was holding that one line, because that's all he had to hold. He was holding that one line, and she went down over that ditch, and I fell out onto the wire grass, and she jerked him out, or he tried to jump out, I think he did, and she jerked him back. He fell across the front of the a buggy wheel and skinned his side all up there, and she got a, he had to turn her loose. And she went on down to the next house down there, and they stopped her. And he said he didn't know, said she'd been at that woman Friday night, and she'd been by that every night. And he said that was all in the world we could see that she could have got scared at. And she wasn't what you'd call a wild mule or nothing. She's, I wouldn't have been scared to drove her.
Yeah.
But,
that was, you were lucky not to get hurt that
day. I didn't know. No, he was, it hurt him pretty bad. And, of course, he'd left me and went up a pretty good little piece, and he was hollering if I, was I hurt. I told him no. After I got my breath, I knocked the breath out of it. I was all done. I thought it was thick, wire grass. And that just knocked me out there on my stomach, knocked the breath out of me. And my uncle, this boy, where Lucy, where was what you went a while ago, was it? His daddy lived just a little piece from there. He went down and borrowed his buggy, and we went on back to the house. And then since we married, well, I had four children then. And one of them was, this was in May, because it was in sheep penning day. I was telling you about it, the sheep penning days was big days for us, you know. And we lived right, well, there was four lots of land. Not city lots, it's these country lots, I think. I think it's 240 acres in a country lot. Ain't that what it is? Anyhow, I used to know, but I don't know more. But anyhow, that was all virgin timber all out there between where we lived and where my daddy and mother and my brother and them lived. And we went over to the that day to and drove. My husband wanted to bring something or other back, and he said instead of driving the car, he said, let's go in the wagon. We had a one-horse wagon. He said, let's go in the wagon. And so I could bring that back. So we had four children. Yeah, four children, because the two oldest ones were sitting in the back, hanging their feet off.
Yeah.
And I was holding the baby, which was, he was born in January, and this was in May. And the same one that's working up yonder was, she was about 4 years old. She wanted to drive, and she was sitting down, her husband was sitting on this side, and she was sitting down here. We had a board across from one side of the wagon body to the oven to sit on, and she was sitting over here driving. And it was just a little path through that timber, you know, but, you know, what we call a three-path road. It wasn't a road that was worked up, it just, and we was going through there, and Mew reached down and bit off a weed. And my husband told Lucille, said, make a, spit that weed out. He never would let